Tonight is the beginning of the Triduum, or Triduum, depending on where you're from. Latin for 3 days, because it's really just one big, long church service that spans 3 days from Maundy Thursday tonight until Easter morning, when we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's why there is no dismissal from tonight's worship. It's not over yet. We call it Maundy Thursday because of another Latin word, mandatum, meaning command. And the command given by Jesus to his friends on the eve of the Passover feast was a night perhaps just like this. But I'm getting a bit ahead of myself. Jesus knew that Judas would soon betray him. Jesus knew that he had come from God and was going back to God. So he knew two things. The first, that death was near, betrayed by a friend. And the second, that he would for eternity be in the company of God the Creator. He was not agitated or worried, but he did still have some teaching to do. Jesus, the teacher, always teaching. Then he did something unexpected. He washed the feet of his friends. Now, in Jesus' time, foot washing was a sign of hospitality, and it was servants who did this. So when the one that they call Lord, the anointed one, the Son of God, takes a towel and kneels down to wash the feet of his disciples, it makes total sense that Simon is like, "Whoa, no, Lord, you will not wash my feet." Perhaps he was embarrassed, ashamed, or nervous, or just plain confused. He told Jesus, "You'll never wash my feet." Perhaps he was trying to say that he, Peter, was the servant, the follower, and not the other way around, and that he would never lord it over Jesus by letting him wash his feet. But Jesus did wash his feet. He told him, as you heard, "If you don't let me do this, you have no part with me. You will not understand what I'm all about." After he finished, Jesus asked the disciples what had just happened. Why had he washed their feet? And so he does more explaining, not only for those people then, the first, but for us as well. We too are being addressed by Jesus. What did God have to say to you in this reading? What was Jesus doing? He told them clearly that yes, it is right to call him Lord and teacher, for that is who he was. And he was setting an example of how we should interact with one another. He, the Lord and teacher, washed their feet. He served them and served us. And so, we should also wash one another's feet. To lead is to serve. A great paradox of truth. Someone should let Justin Trudeau know. Sorry. Jesus said, "We won't know what it's like to lead and love until we serve, until we become servants." Now, the response of very many people to having anybody touch or potentially wash their feet is to recoil or at least be a little uneasy, perhaps a bit embarrassed, perhaps worried about sock fluff. I know I'm not the only one who gets that. Perhaps something else. Some people don't want to show their feet to others to wash, and that's okay. It is not compulsory. I am not going to line you up, strip you of your shoes, and force you to have your feet washed. And there is no judgment about the quality of your feet should you come to have them washed. Imagine that you are Peter, and that as we wash one another's feet, it is Jesus washing your feet, the God incarnate in whose image we are all made. Know that this sign of humility on your part and on the part of Jesus is one aspect of love. Jesus calls us to be loving servants, to show our love for God and for one another, for our neighbors, by serving the needs of others. And this is the bit that a lot of people find hard, letting others serve us sometimes. That's why we wash one another's feet. It is dignified and holy to allow someone else to serve you, to care for you when you need care. Just imagine it is Jesus who reaches out his hands. Jesus teaches us that no one is supposed to do the job of life on their own, and that's why as a church we do everything together. And it means that we accept that we will act as times and not be the helper, but the one who is helped, the one who is cared for. Imagine how our feelings about aging might change if this came more naturally to us, to accept love and physical care from others and allow them to fulfill who they are. My good friend, Reverend Liz Hamill, helped me immensely with this sermon. We were in seminary together, and she is wise and holy. She noticed and pointed out that kneeling to wash someone's feet actually puts you in the posture of prayer. I think Jesus literally asks us to do this on Maundy Thursday so that we learn that prayerful vulnerability, humility, tenderness, caring, and allowing to be cared for are important parts of the love that he preached. I think Jesus is also teaching us that love is about action. It is, in fact, a verb rather than just an inner private feeling. Love is a way of interacting with strangers, with those in need. Jesus told the disciples that they will be known to others by their acts of loving. And we are Jesus' disciples too. We should be known by our love for one another. This command to love one another is the culmination of the gospel. We have to be open, vulnerable to God's love in order to be able to see the needs of others. Preach, brother. We know that like Jesus, our brother, we come from God and that eventually we will return to God. And we're able to live into that identity. What a beautiful assurance that is going through tonight and into Good Friday tomorrow. A great theologian and Bible scholar, Walter Brueggemann, says that since Jesus is the example that we should replicate, or we can always imagine the space between us and someone else as being filled with a towel. That is, a travel towel, a towel that we travel with our travel basin, metaphorically, obviously. If we travel with these tools, we will be safe in vulnerability, treasured in obedience, and free from anxiety. Sounds pretty good, right? Brueggemann also writes, in his great act of humility and washing, he broke with all the models of humanities that are visible in our time and place. The rat race of productivity, the fear for survival, the frenzy of accumulation, and the deathly sense of self-sufficiency. Jesus embodied love, and we are called to do the same. And our world is crying out for it, to see the face of love, to walk the way of love, to experience a church that not only preaches love, but demonstrates love. Let us pray. God of infinite love and mercy, in Jesus and in his way of life, you have given us an example to replicate, an example that is in sharp contrast to the ways of this world. In the grace and power of the Spirit, may we be that community that refuses anxiety because of its sure confidence in you, and therefore is so empowered to reach out in compassion and love. We ask this in your most holy name. Amen.